I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Welcome to Melissa Red Pill. This is our wonderful show. We're going to talk about something really awesome. You're probably going to want to bookmark this. If you're not familiar with my channel, it's melissaredpill.com, melissaredpill.com, and all the resources are over there. Good morning. I'm glad to see you guys. So glad to have you guys with me. So yeah, this one is maybe one you're going to want to bookmark it, because this is going to give you the timeline of where we've started from the very, very beginning of this battle up until this day, and where we're headed, I believe, based upon all the clues that I see. And I'm going to talk about this prophecy that very few people talk about, and I think it's likely because they're so focused on escaping Earth instead of winning this battle of Armageddon that we have been fighting for the past, you know, since September 23rd, 2017. So welcome. I'm glad you're here. Definitely check into melissaredpill.com. I have tons of videos over there about end times and the good news about it. It's not the bad news. It's bad news for the bad guys. It's good news for us. And you can definitely check out all of the end times resources, also the audiobooks. And here's the social media, the real Melly, because there's some fake ones. I'm not DMing anyone. So let's get started. Don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe. Make sure your bell is rung so you always hear when we're putting out a video. Sometimes we do a surprise. You just never know. So let's get started. I want to take you first to Isaiah 32, big picture. This is basically what has been happening throughout all of humanity. And so I want to around a little bit, so let me see if I can find that exact passage. But it talks about that we would lose the palace, we would lose the right to rule. Here we go. It says in verse 14 of Isaiah 32, for the palace will be forsaken, the populous city will be deserted, the hill and the watchtower will be dens forever, a delight for wild donkeys, a pasture of flocks. Until, okay, you got to get the good news in. You know, I hate to tell bad news, but let me tell you, I'd have to tell you sometimes bad news that this happened. We lost the right to rule until the Spirit is poured on us from on high. And that is what we have experienced. Amen. This is what we have experienced, no doubt about it, because you and I were happily asleep, going on, just doing our thing, not realizing that the people we had trusted were our enemies, literally. The people we trusted the most. But now we realize it. We're awake now. We've been fighting in this battle, and more wake up all the time. And there's various things that have caused people to wake up more. I think COVID was a big one. Just seeing so many monumental shifts. People are wondering what is going on. That's why I'm so glad that we're here together. Definitely have your friends find out more about melissaredpill.com and all the research that we've done, because it's very good news for us. It's, like I said, bad news for the bad guys. All right, so until the Spirit is poured on us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is considered a forest. Just so much fruit overflowing. I just published the book, The Golden Age, talking about all the wonderful things that we have coming up. And it's just, I'm enjoying getting the audiobook ready, because I'm just getting to live it before we live it. I mean, we're seeing it happen. So much liberation throughout the world, but I just can't wait till it's in full fruition. Like it says here in Isaiah 32, verse 15, the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is considered a forest. then justice will dwell in the wilderness and righteousness will remain in the fruitful field. The work of righteousness will be peace and the effect of righteousness, quietness and confidence forever. My people will live in a peaceful habitation, in safe dwellings and in quiet resting places. Though the hail flattens the forest and the city is leveled completely, blessed all are you who sow beside all the waters, who send out the feet of the ox and the donkey. Interesting little phrase there. But anyway, the point is where we're headed. The big picture is where are we headed as humanity? We are going to have the rule back and the bad guys will be gone. They'll be devastated and they will be destroyed. So praise the Lord for that, that this is our future and we're here on the timeline of history. All right. So I wanted to show you also in Revelation chapter 3, verse 3. Right? If therefore you won't watch, I will come on you as a thief and you won't know what hour I will come upon you. So many people are like, oh, no one knows the day or the hour. That is true to one extent, but he also has given us many, many clues. And he's expecting us to watch. And he says, if you don't watch, I'll come on you on an hour that you don't know as a thief. So in other words, if we are watching, then we won't be taken off guard. We will be aware of what is going on. And that's what we have been really diligently trying to do. One of the things that I was just looking at this morning, I think I need to move this over so you can, now you can see it. I was looking at a passage about those who have kept their, here it is. Nevertheless, you have a few names in Sardis that didn't defile the garments. I believe that's, you know, what we have done. We have not defiled our garments. In other words, we have been given this robe of not only righteousness, but also this robe of authority to speak the word of God. And many people have just like, oh, I'm not really going to really dig into it. I'm not really going to search into it. I'm just going to believe whatever I'm told. And we're like, no, we're going to really search. We're going to seek the Lord and we're going to ask him, what is the truth? What is the truth? And maybe that's caused people to be upset with us because we don't go along and get along. So it's what it is. I can't help it. You and I can't help it. We have to dig and find out the truth. And yes, we're finding out the truth about a lot of things. And most importantly is about what is the Lord doing on this earth right now. All right. So the first thing, starting with the timeline, when did this all start? When was this great awakening? When was the kickoff to this event? And I'm going to get you to the point where you're going to see this huge, how it all pulls together in this amazing prophecy that hardly anyone talks about, because I think that it connects so many dots and that they're not willing to do. Unfortunately, so many are controlled by their handlers. And the great news is for us, we're not. We're just us. We're just us. There's nobody telling us what we can say or what we can't say. And thankfully, we are now able to get a lot of this truth out on X and on YouTube, and which, you know, before we were shut down. And so now we're able to. So thank you, Lord, for that. Very, very exciting. So again, that's why I really appreciate you guys always liking and commenting and sharing and bookmarking and all that, because it helps to get this wonderful truth out there. All right. So this was the kickoff right here. Oh, and I'm going to show you a star sign at the end. I hope you're going to enjoy that. I found that this week. You got to see that. All right. So here is my channel. When you scroll down on the very front of my channel, the very first page, Melissa Redpill, you will see this amazing sign in the heavens. I'm sure most of you have seen this before, but just for the sake of this video, I'm going to put all these things in one place. I want you to see this is the sign, the sign of the Son of Man. This is what our Lord Jesus told us to watch for, and it happened September 23rd, 2017. And there's no doubt about it. There's no other sign ever like this before. There are some that are similar, but not the exact one where it says there was a woman, which is Virgo. There's only one major woman, in the major constellations. Leo and Orion, whatever. They're all men or animals, but there's one woman. So that's clearly the woman clothed with the sun. So you see right there, the sun is on her shoulders. And it says the moon was under her feet. You see right there, the moon is under her feet. And upon her head, a crown of 12 stars. On this day, she had 12 stars. Normally it's 9 because the Leo is 9 stars. But on this particular day, 3 more stars came into exact alignment to make this beautiful crown. This is our crowning. This is where we're restoring our right to rule this earth. Like Isaiah 32 said, that the palace would be lost, the rulership would be lost, but now we're having that palace that so restored. So crown of 12 stars, and she being with child in labor, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. So you see right there, Jupiter, the Christ star, was in her womb, and it did a loop for 42 weeks right there. Amazing little fact about this is that the day that it entered her womb was the day President Trump was elected. There's you a big clue right there. There's a big old clue. All right, so that is called the woman in labor in the Old Testament, but our Lord Jesus called it the sign of the Son of Man, and now it's moved again. All right, so I think I was trying to make it big enough for you guys to read. Immediately after the suffering of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. The powers of the bloodlines, the powers of the Rothschilds, and all this criminal cabal. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. This is the sign of the Son of Man. What is he talking about? He's talking about this sign right here. This is the kickoff. Then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. Why? Because they were happy to have us asleep, but now we're awake and we're fighting back, and there's a big war going on. There has been a big, big war going on. Hello. Anybody who has been on this earth knows that this has been a big, big war, a big battle for the past, since September 23rd, 2017. And so all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And we have had, you know, a lot of wars. We've also had, unfortunately, like COVID, with so much death of that. A lot of mourning. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with great power and glory. This is not about puffy white clouds. This is about power, about coming into power, and that now we realize the truth, and the truth is literally setting us free. So he will send out his angels with a trumpet, a great sound of a trumpet, a trump. Imagine that. So many trumps in this story. You're going to be like, what is that? Oh, and they will gather together his chosen ones from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. That is us. We have awakened. The Lord has sent his angels to awaken us and to join in this battle. And what an honor it has been to be there. You will know forever that you were part of this amazing time in history, and that the Lord chose you. He sent his angel to tap you on the shoulder and to wake you up. I love that. And so just be rejoice and be very thankful for that. So from the four winds all over the world, we are all from all over the world. So, so exciting. People awakened. All right. So that's exactly what happened. And 1 month after this sign right here was when Q started posting. Q started giving us clues to help us to connect the dots and to understand what was going on and who were our enemies and what we could do to fight back. And so this has been, what an amazing time to be alive. Also, this is very reminiscent of the amazing story in the Bible from Elijah. If you remember, he had a vision of the dead bones. Ezekiel. Sorry, I said that wrong. Ezekiel saw the dead, dry bones on the valley floor. And that he said, can these bones live? And the angel said, can these bones live? He said, you alone know, Lord, because it was the angel Lord. And he says, you alone know. He said, then speak to them. And all of a sudden they started to come. It's a longer story. I'm not going to go into the story right now, but the Holy Spirit began to rattle the bones and to bring them together. And then he breathed life into them and they stood on their feet, a great army. And that is us. This is the great awakening. Revelation 11:11 is about the great awakening. It says, and God breathed life into them. Just like the story of Ezekiel, he breathed life into them and they stood up and great fear fell on all who were watching. All right. So I'm going to show you also this. It's also in the Old Testament. I found this out. It's also called the woman in labor. Woman in labor. If you do a search in the woman in called the woman in labor, you'll see it. Here it says 25 results of the woman in labor. And this is the woman in labor right here. We are laboring in birth pangs and together until now to see his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So this is I'm just going to read a few of the verses for you. Here in Isaiah 13, verse 8 says, they will be dismayed. Pangs and sorrows will seize them. They will be in pain like a woman in labor. They will look in amazement one at another. Their faces will be faces of flame. What is this talking about? This is talking about the bad guys. They realize we're awake now. We are on to what their evil scheme is, and we are not stopping. We've proven that. We have proven that no matter what they've tried, no matter how they've attacked us, we're not stopping until this evil group is gone. That's just all there is to it. And thank goodness, thank the Lord, we have President Trump at the helm, and he is leading this charge. So exciting. So that's what it calls it in the Old Testament. Of course, our Lord Jesus gave it a new name, the sign of the Son of Man. I call it both things. And here's one in Isaiah 21:3. Therefore, my thighs are filled with anguish. Pains have seized me like the pains of a woman in labor. I'm in so much pain, I can't see, I can't hear. This is talking about the cabal. They are in so much anguish because they know what's coming. They know the judgment of God is coming upon them. And they know what they've done. They know they've sided with demons. And the demons are shrieking. And the demons dwell within them. And so the demons are freaking them out to do anything and everything to try to stop it. But nothing can stop what is coming, right? And then here's, and I find it funny that it talks about, the pains have seized me. And it's true when you are in labor, like, uh-oh, here we go, and there's no stopping it. There is no stopping it. When you go into labor, I've had three babies naturally, and there's just no stopping it. Naturally or not, there's not any way to stop when this starts. And this is the birth pangs have started for the world. That is what happened September 23rd, 2017, when we awakened. And so they're dismayed because they are panicking because they can't stop it. Jeremiah 6:24, we've heard its report. Our hands become feeble. Anguish has taken hold of us and pains as of a woman in labor. All right. So there you get the idea of that. So this is what one of the passages about that in Isaiah 42. And I love this one because this is where our Lord Jesus is saying he is in labor. I love this. He says, I have long been silent. Yes, I've restrained myself, but now like a woman in labor, I will cry and groan and pant. I just love that. He's like, okay, you think you're in labor? We're in labor. We're all in labor because we're going to win and they're going to lose and they're in panic and we're in charge in the battle or charging into the battle. I love this about our Lord Jesus. He, as you know, of course, ascended into heaven, and he's been preparing the earth for his kingdom all this time. He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. He's talking about preparing a place on earth. And so he was a place of peace and love and health and wealth, just like I was reading to you from Isaiah 32. But in Isaiah 14, he says, I restrained myself. He wanted to destroy the cabal long, long ago, but it had to be in the right timing. And the earth had to be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. The gospel had to go throughout all the world. This couldn't just be kicking them out of this one small area in the Middle East. It had to be throughout the world. This is why this is taking so long. And so, but we're really rounding the bend. We really are at the just close to the finish line, you guys. And now, like a woman in labor, I will cry and groan and pant. So he's saying, finally, finally, it's time. Finally, it's time to go ahead and take this terrible cabal and destroy them. So exciting. All right. So in the book, The Golden Age, one of the things that happened, as I was saying, this happened right here where you see the sign of the Son of Man, and we go round and round and round and round, and how long is this going to take? Why is this taking so long? And what is the timeline for all this? And to be honest, I probably should have known it was going to take 7 years, but I did not understand that. And I wish, I'm glad that I didn't, because I don't know that I would have had the heart to do it. We just had to now realize that this is what it was going to take. All right. So, if you look at the Golden Age, there are some clues to this very pregnant phrase, the Golden Age. And President Trump brought this out for the first time just after 7 years after the sign of the Son of Man. 7 years later. Okay, 7 years later, he brings this out. On September 14th, 2024, during a Trump rally for the 2024 U.S. presidential election campaign, President Trump said something that stopped me in my tracks, partly because of the day and time, partly because he said the now infamous words, "This is the golden age." And I talk about, I've now really, you know, uncovered a lot about what's going to happen in the golden age that's just going to be remarkable. I have tons and tons of verses. If you haven't seen that, this book right here, The Golden Age, and I have, 17 chapters about all the wonderful things that will happen in the golden age. And each chapter seems to be impossible. It's just impossible, but this is the promise of the Lord. And we know that he is faithful to his promise, just like he was faithful to send this sign in the heavens and have the great awakening happen at that very moment. Right? There's nothing that can stop him from fulfilling his promises. All right. So here it is on this day in September 14th, 2024. You see that that was the day that President Trump announced the golden age. And right there was, just before the Rosh Hashanah started for that day. So he, for that new year. And so he is completing that 7 years. He's announcing this is the beginning of the golden age. The golden age is basically the millennial kingdom of Christ on earth. This is the time of peace on earth that we've been all waiting for. Everybody in humanity has been waiting for this. Every religion has been waiting on this. They all are waiting on this to happen. This is in every major world religion. So if you see, that's what happened right there. And also that happened on Let me hold off on that just for a second. All right. So then what happened next? Well, I wanted you to see in this book that I've written called This Is Biblical. I want you to see several Bible stories that have given us lots of clues. And I have 17 in here. I'm not going to go into each one of them, but I'm going to pick out a couple that I think that it will really be help you to see about the Trump and what are the clues about the Trump. So the first one I want to show you is about Joshua and the fall of the cabal. All right, so first of all, you see here on this amazing day, they have all these Israelites, and they are all going around the city of Jericho. Remember, Jericho was evil. The Lord said it had to be destroyed. They were in the land of Canaan, as in cannibals. These people worshipped demons. They offered sacrifices to demons. They sacrificed children. I mean, these people are pure evil. And the Lord said they all had to be eradicated. They all had to go. And so if you notice here, they've gone around the city. They've been marching around the city, and some of them have swords and shields, and some of them have trumpets. How about that? So as they're leading, as they're going around, they go every day, they go one time, and then they go back to camp. They go around the entire city, they go back to camp, day after day after day after day. That's what happened, and that's what we've been doing as humanity. We have been going round and round and round, and now we finally are getting there. So I wanted you to see that we are fulfilling what Joshua in the Battle of Jericho did. We are going around the city of evil. We are surrounding them, and then when at one point we blast the trumpets just like they did. We're blasting the trumpet every time you post something. Every time you share the truth about what's going on, you're blasting this trumpet. And then on the seventh day, they go around the walls seven times. That's another clue. You have seven times. They go round and round and round. So when you see them going round and round and they blast the trumpet, then the walls come down. Now you'll notice there are people all on the top of the walls. I think they were all like, what's going on? They all went up there to see. And I think they actually helped the walls to come down because the walls were not built to have all the people of the city standing on top of them. Either way, the walls come straight down, and then they charge in because they surrounded the city. They charge in like spokes on a wheel to destroy the cannibals, the Canaanite cannibals. And that is the story of Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. Another one is this one right here. This is about Gideon. I'll read it a little bit to you. But first of all, I'll show you Gideon's army again surrounded the encampment of, the Midianite camp. Yep. So they were there to attack God's people, just like the cabal has attacked us, and that we're just trying to live our lives and be in peace, and they are attacking us. And so the Lord said to send out just 300 men to surround that encampment. 300 men, that was it. Just like with us. We've been, you know, thinking, well, we need more and more and more in the battle. Well, you know what? The Lord can win the battle with few or with many. It does not matter. He can do it either way. And so he has, for whatever reason, for his own purposes, I think also to keep us safe, he has just chosen to have 300 in the battle in the case of Gideon. And in our case, it's, if you remember in Revelation 14, it talks about the 144,000. Yeah, I don't think that's an exact number. I think it's really a million or two. I'd have to go back and look and see the exact number. But the point is, because there is a place in Revelation where it talks about a number that John feeling. But bottom line, it's a small, small number compared to all of humanity that had been in this battle, raging, fighting in this battle of Armageddon. And that is a surprise. That is not what I would have expected. The way that they had seeded our thoughts was that it would be on a battlefield and in the Jezreel Valley, and that, you know, that we'd send our troops there. And yes, we are in a battle in Iran right now, but that's not what they had seeded our thoughts on, that that's what it would be. Anyway, there has been some discussion about this is, you know, this is Armageddon. And I appreciate that, you know, that they're seeding people's thoughts on, hey, we're fighting the battle of Armageddon. And it is important for people to understand that we are fighting this battle to destroy the Antichrist, those who are against Christ. Those who are literally fight against Christ. Anyway, so in the 300 during Gideon's day, all they took was a torch with a clay pot. You see, the clay pot is sitting there on the floor, on the ground, and the trumpet. And so as soon as Gideon announced they were to break the clay pot, making a lot of noise, as we remember Q has told us, be loud. And that's what we do on social media. We're loud. And you know, they're not even expecting to see some of this truth. And they're like, that's earth shattering, right? And so kind of like the clay pot that broke, and then they shined the light. It was middle of the dark, middle of the night, and they shine the light and they blast the trumpet. How about that? Shout out to President Trump. And so then they ran for their lives and they were all massacred. They were all killed. So that's the clue for us, is that we're going to have them all destroyed. No doubt about it. All right. So then I want you to see this passage. It says, okay. All right. So there we go. So this is, again, this is back to the book of, this is biblical. Back up real quick. This one right here, this is biblical. And if you want to see more stories about how this is biblical, you check that one out. But that one is the story of Gideon and how they destroyed God's enemies that way. And so, yeah, there's the one of Joshua, and this is the one of Gideon. And I'll just read this short portion to you. Here's what I love the most about the story of Gideon. You're going to see how this historical account is being played out in our day. Gideon prepared his 300 warriors to go fight the Midianites. Gideon didn't give them typical battle gear like swords and spears. Oh no, this battle was the Lord's. And he instructed Gideon to give each of the 300 warriors only three items, a clay pot, a torch, and a trumpet. That certainly was not from any military manual that had ever been written. That was an amazing plan that only the Lord of heaven and earth could create. At night, the 300 warriors were instructed to tiptoe very quietly around the Midianite encampment until they surrounded it. Once they were in place, the warriors were to wait for God's signal, a Gideon's signal, and then they would crash their clay pot, revealing the torch inside, and blast their trumpet loudly right in the middle of the Midianite camp. Can you imagine? The Midianite soldiers woke up with a jolt from the loud crash of all those clay pots. They were completely disoriented by the 300 trumpets blasting in their ears, and from every direction they looked, they saw the blazing fire of the torches all around them. Between the fear that the Lord put in their hearts and the confusion from all the noise and the torches, the Midianite soldiers began to kill each other. That is what it says in the book of Revelation. They'll fight each other and destroy each other. just like kind of like on the top of that, the walls of Jericho, they ended up bringing on their own demise. What a plan straight from the Lord. The Midianites, who weren't killed by their fellow soldiers, ran for their lives. They were chased by the other warriors who had not been part of the chosen 300. So this is what's happening. This is a roadmap for us. And like I said, there are more stories about how this is biblical. I'll show you a couple of other ones. I love how the book of Noah talks about them being washed away, all the evildoers being washed away. Jacob has this amazing story, if you don't know that one, about how at that dawn I will win, like President Trump's song that he plays, Nessun Dorma and Vincero, that one. Here's Moses had this huge red wave. How about that? Moses also bringing law and order. This is where we are. This was a roadmap for us. This is how we were going to do to get our world back, was to bring law and order. That has ticked off a lot of Soros. They want this place to be no law and order because of the demons that dwell within them. Also, Yael, if you're not familiar with that story, this woman was fierce, amazing, amazing woman. I used to call it JL, but it's Yael. She was an amazing warrior, and she destroyed the enemy. So there you go. How about that, girls, ladies? Also, I just read to you about Gideon. Also, Samson pulling down the two columns, right? The two columns. Talks about this in the book of Revelation 11. It talks about this these two columns. Like, what are these two witnesses? And it's the church and the state, and bringing down both of them because they've been overtaken. They've been hijacked by the criminal cabal. Also, David slaying the Goliath world order. That's what we're doing. And our President Trump, David. Balaam, a prophet for profit. Yeah, he was a prophet, but he was just in it for the money. And that's what we're finding, is a lot of these people are not telling the truth because they are in on it. They're controlled. And that's the great thing with us, that there's nobody who controls us. We just, you know, come on Rumble and we talk and we open the Word of God and we share all this like you guys are all the time. And that's, you know, there's nobody controlling what we're saying except the Spirit of the Lord. And that's the great thing is the prophets for profit, the prophets for profit are going to be removed. If you remember in the book of Revelation, it says the beast and the false prophet are gone. They'll never come back. So then in the future, only those who speak the truth about God's word will be left on earth. Jehoshaphat, get your tambourine. This was an amazing time when they just won because the Lord rescued them, and they just got to rejoice and praise the Lord. That I love that. Thank you, Jehoshaphat. That's what we're doing. We're fighting, but the Lord is rescuing us, no matter what we're doing. And Elijah destroyed the prophets of Baal. This is like going into Epstein Island and destroying their place of evil sacrifices, right? That's what Elijah was doing. And then Josiah, oh my goodness, I love Josiah. He was an amazing righteous ruler, a righteous king, and the people loved him. And he turned everything right. He sorted everything right, brought law and order and peace. And it was just wonderful under Josiah through the three Hebrew men. That's another one, I think, where they blew the trump and everyone bowed except for the three Hebrew children. That's like us. You know, they are trying to get us to bow down. And we're like, nope, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. We're going to speak the truth no matter what. And whatever you do to us. And then Daniel, they're always trying to get Daniel. He was a righteous man, and they're trying to get him, and they were not able to. And the Lord rescued him out of the lion's den, just like President Trump, right? And then Esther, that, of course, the wonderful story of Purim. We just finished the story of Purim. If you have not done that one, go and watch our video series. We had 6 videos about that because we were preparing for the wonderful Purim celebration. And we're in that Purim celebration even to this minute, because it's a celebration of the annihilation of our enemies. So, all right. So just in case you haven't seen that, that's the book End Times. This is Biblical. I don't talk about that one very much, but yeah, I just wanted to show you on the timeline. This show, those stories really give us a beautiful timeline of where we're headed. All right. So then the next thing, after we see this golden age being proclaimed, now what do we see? Well, we see that we see that another sign in the book of Revelation. This is all the way in chapter 19. And that's the chapter when the cabal is destroyed. Okay. If you look in Revelation chapter 19, and we're having all of this, the battle, right? I saw the heaven opened, as I quoted from at the very beginning of this video. The heavens opened, the white horse is standing there, and we start this amazing battle, and this battle is raging. This is what we've been doing for all this time, and now the golden is proclaimed, as in on the Day of Atonement, the day of the golden age is announced, Jubilee is announced on the Day of Atonement, and then it says here another clue. We were watching for this clue. And so it says, I saw an angel standing in the sun. See, the Lord said he put the sun, moon, and stars in the heavens for signs. And if we'll watch those signs, that we will have these clues to help us to understand what's going on. And just like these wonderful patriots had found, I didn't even know when the first one to find this sign, this one right here, this beautiful sign of the Son of Man. Wonderful patriots found this sign, and I was able to realize this is the sign of the Son of Man. And I realized, just like the Bethlehem star that the wise men were watching for, we have been, you know, given these clues if we will watch, as he said in Revelation 3:3, if you will watch, then I'll come on you. I won't come on you in an hour you're not aware. You'll be aware of what's going on. All right, so here it says, In Revelation 19, this beautiful sign. It says, I saw an angel standing in the sun. He cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the sky, come, gather together for the great supper of God. What is this talking about? Okay, we've gone round and round and round, just like with Joshua in the Battle of Jericho. And now it's time to blast the trumpet. It's time for the vultures, that's us, to go and destroy and to bring down this house of cards. I was going to pull up one other thing, and I didn't do it. Let me do it real quick. Over on my ex account, which is Melissa Red Pill, still posted. The Lord just leave this right here. More people are seeing it. Here I have
the end game to this.
In Revelation 19, about this timeline, and I go into this timeline. At Christmas Day was the end of the 1200. Trembling and helpless, we are watching in trees.
Shows the sign. Okay,
he reduced the back. I meant to have this pulled up, and I just didn't do it. Okay, here it is. This one right here.
Something so cool, and I wanted to...
If you click on the pinned post on my ex account, Melissa Red Pill, and then just click on it, you'll see this first comment is from November 10th, 2025, and this beautiful star sign that we saw that happened on Christmas. And so you'll see this beautiful angel standing in the sun, and I've shown this to you many times, but I want to make sure that everybody sees this beautiful sign that happened in the heavens. So that, as I was showing you before, this sign right here, go back, find exactly where I was. Back this way. Okay, let me show it this way. Okay, my mouth is so dry. Hang on. My mouth. All right. If you notice right there, there's Venus right there in Virgo, right on her hand, right on her arm. And so Venus is right there, and it's going to start moving. This was on in November, November 10th. You'll see that it's moving toward Jupiter. Okay. And, sorry, I didn't say that right. That's another sign. Venus is moving toward the sun, and she's trying to catch up with the sun, but she goes a little bit faster, but it's hard to catch up. Okay. So I'm going to play it right quick here. All right. So you'll see that she is moving. Venus is moving toward the sun, and she's trying to catch up. And day after day after day, she's getting closer and closer and closer. And then on Christmas Day, Venus is standing in the sun right there. Right there. She's standing in the sun. Just like this beautiful sign that the Lord gave to us on in Revelation chapter 19, I saw an angel standing in the sun. So this is what we were watching for. Ever since the proclamation of the golden age, we're watching for, when are we going to see, lead of the 7 years, when are we going to see this next sign? It's like you're on a trip and you're looking for signposts. Okay, turn right here to go to your destination. And so you see this sign in Revelation 19, verse 17, I saw an angel standing in the sun. He cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the sky, come gather together to the great supper of God. This is us. He's calling out to us saying, okay, it's time to finally pull this horrible cabal down. All right. So I saw this angel standing in the sun. So that was it right there. I was just showing you that is, I feel confident this is it, because it was on that day that the bankers went belly up. The silver went so high that they cannot meet their margin calls. They don't have the money to meet what they have basically stolen with just paper money. All that they've done, that they've just made, create little pieces of paper, and a little piece of paper like this, they grab a little piece of paper and say, oh, this is an ounce of silver, and buy that ounce of silver from us. But now when people want to cash out and it's $85 an ounce, they don't have the money to do it. And so they're done. They're bankrupt. And that happened on Christmas Day on this amazing sign. As we've been told on the cue board, gold will destroy the Fed. In other words, the precious metals, what they have done to short silver, will destroy them. It will boomerang back on them. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful for that. All right. So that's what he said. Now it's time to pull them down. This is a sign for us. Now, because they're losing all their money, we can now pull that kingdom down. Okay. After 7 years of fighting, we're finally at that point, he told us. All right. So then that takes us to the prophecy that no one talks about. And, you know, I've watched different people's prophecies, and it seems like everybody's talking about, you know, the typical things about, oh, we're going to fight in this war, that's going to be, it's going to, you know, and the beast is going to take over the world, and we've got to escape Earth. That's the main theme that everybody talks about, and that is not the truth. That is not the truth. We are defeating them. This is the moment when we are defeating them, as it says in Revelation 19, but pull this whole horrible kingdom down, this whole Antichrist kingdom down. As I'm going to finish, I'm going to read a little bit more to that, about that. It says that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and those who sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and slave. I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and his army. The beast was taken, and with him the false prophet who worked the signs in his sight, with which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. The two were thrown alive into the lake of fire that burns with sulfur. The rest were killed with the sword of him who sat on the horse, the sword which came out of their mouth. So all the birds were filled with their flesh. In other words, we are charging into the battle. We're destroying them. And that's what Revelation 19 is all about. Not our destruction, but theirs. Yeah, and of course, the enemy has hijacked the teaching about end times so that people are teaching this wrong thing and seeding people's thoughts that we're going to lose, and you know, they're going to destroy us. No, we're destroying them. And this is the sign that we thankfully are able to see. The Lord's given us the ability to see. This was the sign right here of the angel standing in the sun on Christmas Day. I feel sure our forefathers knew this, and that's one of the reasons it was Christmas Day. But either way, they established Christmas Day to celebrate this joy to the world. The Lord has come. The Lord is destroying our enemies. So, all right. The next thing is, going back to this prophecy that Daniel was given in Daniel chapter 12. At that time, Michael will stand up, the great prince who stands for the children of your people, and there will be such a time of trouble as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. That's what we've experienced. Worldwide, it has been a time of trouble. Since the awakening, it's since before that, of course, but since then, it has just been quite the battle, and everybody wants this to be fixed over. At that time, your people will be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, amen. There's a lot of people written in the book that maybe you might not think of that are written in the book. It's about faith. It's about who really loves God, not about where they led us to believe that, oh, the battle is going to be where we, you know, kill all the people who are, you know, not Christians. No, that's not how peace is going to be brought on the earth. And in verse 2, it says, many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Praise the Lord. We are those who are awakening to everlasting life. Pinch yourself and give praise to the Lord that you are one of those who is awakening to everlasting life. Thank you, Lord, that we are not in this group like the Soroses and the Clintons and the Obamas and the Gates and the you name it, who are awakening to everlasting contempt. Contempt. These ones who are being brought out on the Epstein file list, contempt. Worldwide contempt. That's why they're being brought down. That's why they're being removed. Those who are wise will shine as bright as the brightness of the expanse. Like this, we have a beautiful day here right now. It's just beautiful. And this bright blue sky, just love it. This is how you guys shine like the stars in the sky. Those who turn many to righteousness will shine as the stars forever and ever. But Daniel shut up the words and sealed the book even to the time of the end. Many will run back and forth and knowledge will be increased. So he was told to keep this all under wraps. This was just, you know, shut the words, seal it up, because he's until the time of the end. Was not going to be clear to us what was really going on until it was time. And the Lord has revealed this to us day after day after day. For those of you who've been with me all this time since we first started doing videos in, I guess, May of 2018, I think, you know, the Lord has just helped us to uncover more and more like golden nuggets. Just, oh, look at this beautiful truth that we're finding out. And so finally, because it's at the time of the end, we now are able to piece this together, have enough dots to connect and make this beautiful dot to dot, it's a beautiful puzzle. But if you notice, you know, Daniel had this closed up, but he says many will run back and forth looking for knowledge, looking for where can we get the truth about what's going on, and knowledge will be increased, no doubt. All the things that we have learned over the past few years, it's like amazing, like a water hose just pouring knowledge into us. Then Daniel looked, and behold, two others stood, one on the right, the river bank on this side, and the other on the river bank on that side. One said to the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, how long will it be to the end of these wonders? Like, how long is this going to take? Right? That's how we feel. We've all been there. That's how we feel all the time. I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever and ever that it will be for a time, times, and half a time. And when they have finished breaking in pieces the power of the holy people, all these things will be finished. What is that time, times, and half a time? Now, if you read my book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace, the Lord helped me to piece that together. This is the book right here, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. I'll pop this link over and grab this link. There we go. This book right here, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace, the Lord helped me to piece together that time, times, and half a time is the same as 3.5 years, because time is 1 year, times is 2 years, and a half a time is half a year, 3.5 years. 3.5 years is also the same as 42 months. It's also the same as 1,260 days. Keep that in your mind. Okay, so there's the books right here. I'll just pop that into the chat for you guys. So they're only $2.99 over on Amazon. And if you haven't already put reviews over there, I would really appreciate it if you guys would make yourself a note to put reviews. That would really, really help me, especially for the Golden Age. Oh, a bunch of you have over in the Golden Age. So keep it up. Thank you so much. So in this book, I go into more detail than I'm going to go into right now on this video. But 1,260 days is the thing I want you to keep in the back of your mind. 1,260 days. That's also the same as that loop. Remember, I was showing you this loop from the beautiful sign of the Son of Man. This loop right here was 42 weeks. This was a loop. It's a loop of Jupiter. It represents a time of travail, a time of battle, a time of struggle. And that's what we have been experiencing. All right. That's not what I want to do. All right. So it says, and when they have finished breaking in pieces the power of the holy people, all these things will be finished. And basically, when their power is taken away from them to harm us, and that is what we've seen since Christmas Day. On Christmas Day, they lost their power to harm us. I know you're like, well, not they're still around. They're not arrested yet, but their power is taken away because their money has been taken away. That's the thing. They are bankrupt. the train is still kind of rolling down the tracks, but they know they're done. They're out of bullets. They're out of money. They don't have the ability. Just like what you see now with President Trump and our great military going into Iran, they don't have the ability to fight back. And so when they have finished breaking in pieces the power of the holy people, all these things will be finished. What is that? That means because they don't have the power to do it anymore. They don't have, you know, they have the ability to maybe kill one here or, whatever. They don't have the ability to push down and hold down and destroy humanity anymore. Amazing. Amazing. The white hats have the power. White hats in control. Just saw a post the other day about, white hats in control. President Trump just put on a big old white hat yesterday. White hat is in control. This is where we are. They no longer have the power to do this. All right, so finally, I heard, but I didn't understand. Then I said, my Lord, what will be the outcome of these things? He said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are shut up and sealed until the time of the end. Many will purify themselves and many make themselves white and be refined, but the wicked will do wickedly and none of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand. Yes, we understand. We have been made wise because of the Spirit of the Lord. And so this is our great thanks to the Lord that he's enabled us to understand what's going on. From the time, okay, this is the where I wanted to, this is the prophecy. I wanted you to see that no one's talking about. And I've seen some videos that were like 5 years ago or whatever, long ago, but they're really not talking about what's happening right now and connecting the dots on this. I haven't seen it. If anybody is, please post it in the chat or in the comments. From the time that the continual burnt offering is taken away from the abomination that makes desolate set up, there will be 1,290 days. And what did I tell you to remember earlier? 1,260 days. That was completed on Christmas Day. That was this, again, don't think of an exact 1,260 days. Think of a time of travail, a time of battle, a time of war, a time of struggle. Okay, that's what ended on the day when they no longer had the power. That happened on Christmas Day. I remember when I was posting that on November 10th, I'm like, something big is going to happen on Christmas Day. I don't know what it is. And now we know. Future proves past. Now we realize, it was their financial empire was destroyed. Praise the Lord. And so then, it says, then you can move on to the 1,290 days, 30 days later. So I'll show you a calendar here. And here we are on Christmas Day, right here. Bigger, but anyway, I think it's because I'll do it that way. All right, so you'll see that on the 25th of December, the angel Venus was standing in the sun, and that's when the banks went bankrupt, and that was the day 1260. It had two more things that happened on that day. Let's see what else. Oh, President Trump on that very same day saved the Nigerians. Remember when he went into to Nigeria and saved them, and it's also the 5th of Tibet. Okay, then on the 26th, okay, so you would expect that on this next day and over the next 30 days, getting to the 1290, you're going to see a lot of things happen that remove their power from them. And they're powerless to stop it. That's the most important thing to see. And so on the 26th, the FBI Hoover building was shuttered. Thank you, Cash Patel. He was ready to do that. He did that immediately. He wasn't like, I'm on Christmas break. I'll just do that when I get back. No, he did it immediately. You can't tell me this is not biblical. This is biblical. And also pulling down, let's see. Okay, the pull down phase begins. The next thing that happens is on that a week later is when Maduro was arrested and Venezuela was set free. Now, this is a huge thing because of the oil is such a big power play. And so that got the oil out of the hands of the evildoers. They didn't have money and they no longer have oil because we now control Venezuela. And Venezuela is in the hands of patriots. And so Maduro was arrested a week later. All right, so now the next thing that happens in January, the vaccine, several things happen. I mean, every day it's just like hard to even keep up with everything President Trump does. But you can see that their whole empire is being pulled down. So here is on the 6th, the vaccine schedule was removed. Instead of having 72 vaccines forced down into our babies, it's 10 that are and on a very mild schedule. I know I want them all removed, but either way, this was huge. This was huge because Big Pharma has controlled the world. Okay, so that they no longer have the ability to do that. Praise the Lord. Also, the new food pyramid to get our health back. What good is any of this if we don't get our health back? So they're changing all these things about our health, taking out the dyes, taking out the additives, taking out the poisons, all these things out of the food. And we also withdrew from the World Health Organization. Okay, that was another day. This was where we withdrew from 66 UN organizations. In other words, these UN organizations can no longer do their evil to humanity. This is huge on this ability to stop them from doing their evil and to bring down their horrible regime. And then 2 weeks later after that, right at basically 1290 days. So 1290 days is on the 25th, but on the 22nd, the Board of Peace was established. Remember, I just want to remind you what I was reading. It says, from that time, the sacrifice will be stopped. Basically, I want to just put this in my own words. The sacrifice of humanity will be stopped by 1290 days. The sacrifice of humanity will be stopped by 1290 days after the 1260. And look at what we're seeing. And monumental changes. The Board of Peace. And so basically the UN is defunct. It's like useless. No one cares anything about what the UN says. We're going to have our own Board of Peace. And we're all joining it. And we're going to have peace. And our president of peace is the chairman. Amazing. Also rebuilding Gaza. Praise the Lord. It's going to take a while to get this all put back together, but at least they're not being bombed. The people are safe. They're being provided for with food, etc. Finally. And Netanyahu can't stop it. I'm going to show you at the end what Netanyahu tried to do. It's unreal. Anyway, also, this is the day we withdrew from the WHO. So that brings us to the 1290 days, right here on the 25th of January. You notice here, it says the sacrifice will be stopped as of the 1290 days. Okay? And then it says, blessed is he who waits and comes to 1,335 days. What is that about? Well, what happens between now and then? Lots of different things have happened every day, of course. And this is just a smattering. The Fulton County ballots. That's huge because if we don't have free and fair elections, then you know we can't get set anything right into the future. He said it ends birthright citizenship right there on the 13th.
I see. I made myself a note about something else.
Oh, I know what it is. They've started the Latin American group just to get Latin America in shape. I think that just happened early March. And also El Mencho, the head of these cartels in Mexico, was killed. And 100 cartel members were arrested on the 23rd of February. This is gigantic. And then right after that is when he had the coalition with all the I think it was 17 Latin American countries saying, we're going to take it to the cartel. Now, Sheinbaum is still not stepping into line. But anyway, we'll get to that. And then on the 28th, just before the 1335th day, Khomeini was killed. I really do believe that this is the fulfillment of this 1335 days. I'll show you why. Khomeini was killed just before the 1335 days, and the 1335 days falls right on Purim. From Christmas at 1260 days to Purim, it makes it 1335 days. That's 75 days. And that takes you right to Purim. And what did we see? Is the destruction of the IRGC. What is the IRGC? This is the head of the cabal. This is the military power of the criminal cabal. This is the military power of the criminal cabal. And you can see that they do not have what it takes. President Trump has beefed up our military. He has put in all kinds of things that no one even knows about. Just like when they went and they arrested Maduro, which was amazing. They said people were bleeding out the nose and throwing up blood. They said, we never want to fight anybody. They didn't know. They were discombobulated. Remember him talking about the discombobulator? I have a video on the discombobulator. They were not at all prepared for the hell to rain down on them. And on that day, Khomeini was killed. And so all of his leaders at this point are killed. They're in President Trump just attacked Kark Island. They're all their power is removed from them. And they have come to say they want to make a deal, and no deals. It's unconditional surrender. And it's talking about the cabal. Unconditional surrender. All right, so here we are. This is what started on Purim, and here we are through the, today's the 14th of March 2026, and we are seeing we're still coming in here and destroying the enemies. If you remember in when we studied Purim, I said if you haven't done that, go back and watch the videos that we did on Purim. Just they're on my page, melissaredpill.com. You go there, when you go there, let me just pull this up real quick so you can see. When you go there, go to the videos page and this way. When you go there, click on videos. That's what I wanted to do. Okay, hang on real quick. I'm going to do it this way. We are going to go to, it's a little, okay, there we go. Videos playlist. Click on videos playlist and look up Esther. You scroll down, you'll see this biblical story, prayer warrior Esther. And if you click right there, you'll see all the videos that we did on Purim, and you'll really catch up if you're not familiar with that. But this is at the very end, they take more time to kill their enemies. It took more time than what they had allotted, and they had allotted one day, and she said, we need more time. And so that's basically what's happening right now. We need more time to destroy this criminal cabal. And so, they're getting the military power out first, so then the cabal members have no one to protect them. All right. So we see that. And then you see upcoming very, very soon is this Erev Pesach, which is basically preparing for Passover. And so Easter is right here on the 5th of April, coming up very, very soon. And so I'm just wondering if this will be over by then. I'm wondering if that could be the mass start awakening. It would be very appropriate for an awakening to happen on Resurrection Day. I think when people realize, hey, this is the enemy is gone. It's like what's going on in this world? You know, everything's set right, and they can't stop us from setting things right. And this the oppression and this demonic influence, it completely just, you know, goes away. Very, very, very exciting days. As it says in Daniel chapter 12, verse 12, it says, blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. This is so amazing. What a time to be alive. What a time to be on earth. Our forefathers are cheering us on from heaven. It says this in the book of Hebrews. You know, they're up there cheering us on. But what an honor, what a blessing it is for us to be here and in this battle, not only on the earth, but witnessing it and being awake to it. And I really do believe this is the 1335 days. This is what it says. Blessed are those who get to see the destruction of the New World Order criminal cabal, the Antichrist, literal beast of Revelation. What a day. And so you'll see here, you know, the first thing was all the cartel members being removed, right? You saw the El Mencho killed. You see Maduro being arrested. I didn't get a picture of that, but you've seen the picture of that. And listen to the people as they're cheering because Khomeini is dead. You've seen the people dancing in the streets. They're so happy. The world will be liberated. This is what it talks about. And I talk about this more in the book, The Golden Age, that everyone will be liberated. It's just the whole world liberated. Cuba will be liberated. Venezuela is liberated. Mexico will be liberated. All these Latin American countries that have been controlled by the cartels, liberated. Everyone liberated worldwide. So exciting. All right, so I'm going to show you something. This guy. Okay, so he is saying something so stupid that it boggles the mind. He thinks he's in control of President Trump. And many people are saying that he must be in control of President Trump because President Trump is going in and destroying the IRGC. But if they took 2 seconds to look into it, they'd realize they are liberating the people of Iran who, as President Trump has said many times, he just posted this yesterday again. He says, it's my honor to kill those who've been killing good people for 47 years. It's my honor to do so. I love him so much. Yeah, and so he's doing this for the good of the people, not because he's the lapdog of Netanyahu. But Netanyahu thinks, and I think President Trump has him thinking he's in his pocket. I don't know, you know, what conversations they have, but Netanyahu is completely full of himself. Get a load of this. He thinks he can tell the Messiah what to do. He even thinks he can tell the Lord Jesus Christ what to do. What an idiot. What an idiot. Check this out.
The fact that we will reach to the kingdom. We will make it to the return of the Messiah, but this will not happen next Thursday. The lives of nations is always precarious and surrounded with threats. Our survival, our endurance is a result of a lion.
Okay, so he's telling Jesus he can't come back next Thursday. What an idiot. He also said that we're not just going to be a local power, we're going to be a global power. This is what he truly thinks, okay? It's boomerang. Just watch the boomerang happen on him. Just watch and see, and then you can come back and tell me I told you so. You know, or I'll tell you I told you so. It's just really, truly going to be the funniest thing to see. You know, he thinks he's going to get all this land in Gaza. He thinks he's going to get all this land in Iran. He thinks he's going to be global power. He really does think that. And so President Trump is using him, yes, because let's just be honest, Britain was not helping, right? And the Middle Eastern countries weren't until Iran came and attacked them. Now they've joined in. Now they're not really, they're protecting themselves, but you know, they're not really going in like Israel is. And because he is such a hothead, he wants to go in and destroy them. And so he's following the orders as to what targets to get, which is great, to get rid of this entire New World Order regime, which is terrific, and protect the people, right? So either way, that's what he said. He also said, he says, oh, and he's talking to the people like he's their savior. Oh my gosh, it makes me just so sick. He's saying, oh, well, you know, when all this is over, we'll be there. But in other words, he's wanting to run the place, run everything. No, and you're not going to. President Trump already said that he does not want Pahlavi. All right, so, yeah, I did a video on that All right, so I want you to see what President Trump posted. And this is where it talks about, I just found this very interesting that he would post this, didn't you? He said Trump will become a trumpet. This is the Kim Clement prophecy about President Trump. And check this out.
Trump shall become a trumpet, says the Lord. Trump shall become a trumpet. I will raise up the Trump to become a trumpet.
And there you go. I just, you know, I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I just wanted you to see, you know, he posted this. He knows that he is the trumpet. And, you know, his name is just like the trumpet in the battle of Gideon and the battle of Joshua that I was telling you about. This is, we are blasting the trumpet. There's no doubt about it. That's where we are on the timeline of history. And I just appreciate you guys being here to help to share this wonderful truth, because it's really such great news and everybody needs to know it. All right. So the thing that I found for you this week, because again, I'm always like, okay, Lord, show me the next clue. What is going to happen next? Okay. You ready? Okay. This is, if you're not familiar with this beautiful sign in the heavens, this is Jiminy. Okay. You've heard the like Jiminy Christmas, you know, or whatever, Jiminy Cricket. This is Jiminy in the heavens. If you see Orion, which is very, fairly easy to see, there's Orion right here in this picture. Orion is pretty easy to spot. It's got those three stars for the belt, and it's pretty easy to spot. And if you want to go in the night sky and see, once you find Orion, you'll see that Jiminy is up just a little to the north and the left of Orion, okay? And if you see those two bright stars, those are the two stars that represent Jiminy, but they really represent Christ as his dual nature, that he is the God-man. He is both man and God, right? And that is what, you know, all of these these constellations are biblical astronomy. If you want to find out more about that, go to Melissa Red Pill. Go to this constellations page right here. I'm going to do it right this time. Yes, I did it right this time. Constellations right there. And you can learn more about what each of the constellations means. And I've got lots of good information about that. I've got a whole channel called Biblical Astronomy, a whole playlist called Biblical Astronomy. All right, so this is so cool. I'm like, okay, what are, is there something happening in the next few months? Because we're seeing this, you know, everything's happening. It just, the 1335 days has been fulfilled. When are we going to see this finish? And so I looked and I saw that Venus and Jupiter are conjoining on the 9th of June. I'd be like, oh, what does that matter? Well, if they're conjoining in the constellation Gemini, which represents the God-man. So this is the same conjoining that happened on the Bethlehem star. If you're not familiar with that video, go back and look on my melissaredpill.com. You'll see the Bethlehem star over there, and it was the conjoining of Venus and Jupiter. Jupiter is the Christ star. Venus is the star of love, and they conjoined, and there they are joining on June 9th. I'm going to show you this in Stellarium. If you go to Stellarium, you'll see, actually, is it June 9th or June 10th? Anyway, right at the midnight, whatever, in the night of June 9th and morning of June 10th. So you see here, this is Gemini right here. You'll see that's Orion. There's the three stars of Orion. You can also go to the Sky View app, and it'll help you if you're new to doing this. Hopefully you'll have a clear night. But yeah, so this is the conjunction of Venus and Jupiter. I know it's kind of small, kind of hard to see a little bit, but that's it right there. How about that? I wouldn't be surprised if something big happened. Surprised. So we will see if I can figure out how to take this off. There I am. All right. So I just thought I wanted you to see that. And so we will watch and see. Okay. So go back to my calendar, and we're watching that here at the Purim. We're having this huge battle. President Trump said, we're not going to stop until we're finished. He says, I can't have it where this comes back again, ever again. And we also need to make sure that there are good leaders in there so that this does not ever happen. And so if you notice here, this, wouldn't that be great if there was the Great Awakening right here on Easter or Resurrection Day, whatever you want to call it. And so then you'll see here, that's during the month of April. Then May is when the Jubilee is happening in Washington, D.C. on the 17th. We are going, it's a rededication of our country to the Lord. And so what if something really big happens on the 9th of June? I will say that Duffy, our Secretary of Treasury, said that we're going to have flying cars in July, like the golden age. It sounds like George Jetson. All right, so we'll watch and see, you know, what is going to happen with this beautiful sign in the heavens on June 9th, right there in Gemini. All right. So definitely check into that. That is the beautiful sign in the heavens. I think that's everything. That's everything I had for you. That's the timeline that I believe that we are on. And here's a whole, anyway, we have lots more information about constellations. If you want to go learn more about the wonderful signs in the heavens, I think that's, hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope you are enjoying, you know, having the connecting these dots and not falling into the same trap of the deception that has been pummeled at us for all of our lives, and that we're able to see clearly what is going on. It's huge. It's really big. It's wonderful, wonderful news. If you want to find out more, again, like the audiobooks are on my Melissa Red Pill, and you can also get these, and you can email them to people too if you think that there are friends of yours who would be interested in finding out something different than the negative Nelly news all the time. I'm the positive Melly, not the negative Nelly. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. We praise you that you have set all these things up for us so that we can see what you're doing on this earth. Thank you, Lord, that you are rescuing us just like you promised you would. And that, yes, even though the palace was taken from us, that you will restore it. And we will have days that we can't even imagine, eyes not seen and ears not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what you have prepared for those who love you. We thank you. We will shine as bright as the stars. Thank you, Lord, that we're going to have such amazingly beautiful days that we just can't imagine. Lord, I thank you that you've let us see the 1333 day, the bringing down of our enemies, and that they can't stop it. They can't stop it. What an honor to get to see this, Lord. Continue to help us to expose the truth and to stay in the battle and to stay fighting until we see the fullness of the golden age upon us and all the flying cars and all the other good things that are going to happen, the wealth and the health and the peace. I thank you for the battalion. I thank you for everyone. I ask you to continue to bless them. Surround them with your angels. Protect them, Lord, with shield. Don't let one hair fall from their head, Lord. Protect them and strengthen them and keep them healthy and walking with you. And all those who are still asleep, we just pray that they'll see this video and they'll awaken to understand the wonderful truth that you are rescuing humanity and that we don't have to escape. It's your kingdom come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, that we will inherit, the righteous will inherit the earth. Thank you, Lord. What days will you have planned for us? We're so, so thankful. Ask you to bless our wonderful President Trump as he continues fighting so hard in this battle. Soon we're going to see silencing of the deceivers and those who have tried to attack us, that they will not anymore. Pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. I love you guys. I'm gonna jet out of here, and I'll be on the social media on the chat for just a little bit. Don't forget to join me on my social media. It's over there on Melissa Red Pill, and definitely check into the health page if you have not been looking into that. Definitely look into the health page. Really great things. I'm just loving it. I'm so, so thankful to have the truth about how to be healthy and to stay away from this criminal network that has done such harm to us. It's really, really good news. And I think that's it, guys. I love you. And I will talk to you later.
The Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.